Hello, this is Chris Williams. You might know me as Mr. ChrisR2004 from YouTube. You might be familiar with my written blog, Musings of ChrisWilliams.blogspot.com. You might be my friend on Twitter, where I am ChrisRW. And indeed, I invite you to send your opinions on this audio boo to my Twitter address, as I can engage, so we can engage in a dialogue on my opinions, and we can consider your opinions in the future such audio boos. And as I say, audioboo.fm/MrChrisR2004 is where this recording is being sent to, and I'm then going to syndicate it through Facebook and through Twitter and my written blog. This is the first audio boo I've recorded in my family home in Pembroke Dock. My previous ones have been in Cardiff. But two topics I want to talk about today. I'm obviously from Wales, and it was on the Welsh News a short time ago that Plaid Cymru are calling for the Welsh Assembly election that's been held on May the 7th, 2015. They're calling for that to be moved, but that is due to clash with the Westminster election that's been held on exactly the same day. They say that the people of Wales are going to get confused as to which powers are devolved to Cardiff Bay and which issues are relevant for them to vote on at a Westminster level. Well, in my opinion, I don't think the Welsh public will be sufficiently confused. If you watch Welsh Assembly coverage yourself, you largely see that the Welsh Assembly is largely a talking shop with very little ability to do anything that is benefiting Wales. Definitely the most important powers, like police powers, they're currently at the Westminster level. Defence powers, they're with Westminster. It's only small things like housing and, I believe, environment. They're at the Welsh Assembly, but of course there is the referendum that's coming, I think, next year on giving more powers to the Welsh Assembly. In my opinion, I think the Welsh Assembly is a waste of time, and that Westminster should be running Wales in the same way that Westminster has traditionally run the whole of Britain. But I think Plaid Cymru are clutching at straws by saying that the public in Wales get confused as to which parties stand for what issues if you have the Welsh Assembly election and the Westminster elections on the same day. I think Plaid Cymru are thinking more about how they would fare in such an election rather than the interests of the Welsh public. And bear in mind, of course, when the Welsh Assembly elections do happen, very few people turn out to vote. At the last Assembly election, there was a 40% turnout. The people of Wales tend not to care about what goes on in the Welsh Assembly. Largely, it's not communicated all that well to the public, and through the sources to which it is communicated, like BBC Wales Today, for instance, that only has an average audience of 600,000 out of the 2.9 million people who live in Wales. So, it's a combination of the Welsh people not engaging in what's happening at the Welsh Assembly, also not being very well publicised, and also simply the fact that not much happens at the Welsh Assembly that affects day-to-day life anyway. Westminster is the place where the most effect is occurring on day-to-day life. 1 minute left on this recording, so I'd very briefly like to say that it says in today's Metro newspaper, an agony aunt section, rather an advert sort of thing, it says, "How long after stopping hormonal contraception should I expect to conceive?" And it says that 80% of women conceive within 1 year of coming off the pill. That implies to me that 20% of women are on the pill, they come off the pill, and they say, "Oh, I'd like a baby," and they then find that they are unable to conceive, that they have to have IVF instead, or perhaps they're completely incapable of having a baby due to other issues. I think it's quite sad they go through a period of time where they say, "I don't want a baby," they take the pill, and then when they say they do want a baby, they find that they can't have children because they've damaged their fertility. That's very sad, and as I say, if you have an opinion on this, please do let me know through Twitter, where I'm ChrisRW. Okay, I'm out of time. Bye for now. Bye-bye.